I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show. And sometimes negative events work out to something positive, that we're going to have a chance to talk with new city councilman Jim Harrity, who I believe took over the seat of Maria Quiñones Sanchez that she had to drop when she ran for mayor. And Jim has been quite a backstory to how he got into politics, I was reading yesterday. And he's very involved with this issue. We just told you a so-called second settlement conference will be held tomorrow, 2 p.m., before a federal U.S. magistrate, and I have the information to zoom on to that, etc. It appears they think the safe house, that they're just going to measure the size of the drapes tomorrow, and this is going to happen. Let's see what Jim Harrity has to say about that on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, thanks very much for taking time, and congratulations, too, on your life story of how you overcame the addiction and now are a city council person.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And, you know, it's an everyday thing. You know, that's why we say one day at a time.
So, Jim, you're on the board or help with the one day at a time. Where's that headquartered?
It's headquartered in North Philadelphia, around 24th and Lehigh. That's where it was started, in that area. Mm-hmm. But we are branching out. They are branching out. I'm actually not on the board anymore because I'm a councilman. I had to step down.
Okay.
Can't have any relations in case they decide that they go to funding. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to vote on it. So I went off the board. But they do great work, and they're now in Kensington in my area doing some of the outreach for the homeless population that's there.
Now, your wife is involved with this, too. I always like that when you can combine that type of interest, Jim. But you're one of the people that all the public officials, I guess, were kept out of the meeting last week. They had a couple or a few people that we know who are neighborhood leaders, say, in Kensington. What's the reason for not allowing someone like you, who has quite a background and is epicenter of where the main problem is, out of this meeting?
Well, it's because they don't want the truth to come out. The truth is they consulted nobody when doing this. We won this lawsuit. There was an action. We won it in the Third Circuit Court, I believe, where they said that they could not do it. These were equivalent to crack houses.
Yes.
Coming from recovery, for me, it's just a little strange that we are giving people a reason to stay out on the streets and a reason to get high. We need to, the focus has always got to be to get these poor people into recovery, and giving them a safe place to inject drugs is not doing that. It's only keeping them out there longer, causing more issues.
Jim, are you aware, too, a couple of people, Leanne Saviloff was on and made this point, because I couldn't believe it was 3 years ago when this blow up happened between her and Governor Rendell, and this issue in South Philly became public, that there is, with this group, a sense of, no, we wouldn't let people use anything that was involved with fentanyl for the obvious reasons. But who knows, with the number of drugs that are out there, the dangerous components, including that animal tranquilizer that's become notorious now, used to cut drugs. So how in the world can someone believe we can sanitize this and this is a normal procedure?
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. You can see in the events of where they have safe injection sites now, they have to get the drugs from somewhere. So the drug dealers move right around there. They got a steady clientele, and we're not giving them the drugs, so we have no idea what they're shooting into their bodies. Fentanyl, that trank's no joke. These people are getting huge sores down to the bone where now they're having to amputate people, which is going to cost the taxpayers more money on top of it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, of course, I'm told, Jim, but you probably are more right on top of this, they would conveniently want to do it in Kensington, probably the hardest hit area, shamelessly, as you know, of let's dump everything in Kensington. Administration after administration has subtly or not so subtly done that. Is that where they would place the first so-called safe house?
But that's where they're proposing, one here and one in South Philly. But that's not what scares me. That's the first two, as they say. They want upwards of 10. That would be one per council district. That means it's not just affecting the people in Kensington or the people in South Philadelphia. This is a citywide crisis. And we have to decide what we're going to do. And I get it. We want to keep people safe. You don't want anybody dying. But the bottom line is keeping people out there longer is killing them anyway. If they are not getting into recovery, that means they're out there taking more chances. And like you said, fentanyl, trank, we don't know what the hell's in this stuff they're taking.
Yeah, and Jim, I don't know if it's the same thing with alcohol as it is with this. This seems to me to be even more extreme. But I don't see people that are addicts showing up and following like they're going, you know, in some kind of organized manner. And then still, when they leave, not shooting up someplace else. I just don't understand that it doesn't work with an addict's mentality, I don't think.
No, and they're going to be, listen, they see it. New York, I got a couple of notes in front of me here. And one of them was a person complaining about how they're actually so big of lines at the place that people are shooting up right outside the place and there's not much they can do about it. You know, and that's just ridiculous. It's still the same thing. What the kids in my neighborhood and the senior citizens have to deal with on a daily basis just isn't right. And I don't understand why we're not thinking about the taxpayers, the people who are actually going to flip the bill to this thing. They should have a say. Listen, if an area wants a safe injection site, then, well, you know, I don't know what to say about that. But the people I'm talking to out on the streets are not feeling it.
Yeah, if this were up by some legitimate vote of some sort or another, I think it's the only people that go with this, Jim, are kind of radicalized that are in insulated neighborhoods where they don't think it's going to be there. Versus, now you mentioned South Philly, and you, I know, have a great record with Kensington. I'm from South Philly. This is near and dear to me. When it came up there before, you probably remember, you're dealing with the force of nature there in South Philly to try to stop this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Mark Squilla, councilman down there, he stood with us. He was there when we were trying to get in and causing a little bit of a ruckus. This just isn't right. I mean, I just don't get what they're trying to do. It's going to ruin the surrounding neighborhoods. Like I said, what the seniors and all in my neighborhood, they can't go to a corner store without it being thrown in their face. They're scared that they're going to get mugged and stuff like, look what happened last night. Two kids, another two young men, beat up an older timer,
yep.
62 years old. That this stuff, I just don't get it.
So Jim, here's the thing. What is the effort to stop this then? What is the play? You're a guy inside council. You got quite a background in this. What is it that can stop it? What has to happen? We're sounding the alarm, but then what?
Yeah, well, we need people to start writing their politicians, especially those who are supporting this stuff and letting them know that, you know, the neighborhoods do not want it. You know, they're putting this in a residential area. That means we have kids, we have schools. Where they're proposing to put the one in Kensington, There's at least three schools within a two-block radius of it.
Can you tell me where that is, and do you know where they're proposing the South Philly
it's right around. It's right around the K&AL stop.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what they, they have a, I just don't get how they think to putting it in a residential area.
Sure. How about South Philly, Jim? Do you know where it would go there or proposed?
Well, I would imagine it'll probably be the same place they were trying to get the first time.
Yeah.
I remember what that is.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, I know I was born in South Philly.
Yeah.
I'm a South Philly guy. I hang out in South Philly still. Every Sunday, I'm at Big Charlie's Saloon.
A minute. That's a Kansas City Chiefs saloon, isn't it?
Absolutely. I took a lot of heat for that one.
How do you go to a bar, Jim, though? How do you have that type of control, given the issue, and hang out in a bar?
It took 12 years, and I only go for the football game. I'm there for a couple hours,
okay,
and mostly I sit out front and smoke my cigar. It's my wife's day out. She enjoys going down there talking to her girlfriends. And while I'm not drinking, I'm an alcoholic, I'm comfortable enough with 12 years that I could be around it for an hour or so before, I get out of there. As long as I hit a meeting or something like that on the way, I'm good,
Well, Jim, I hope that we can, any other advice you have on this, though? So this is not a fait accompli yet.
No, I don't know what's going on. We're going to have to see what happens on Friday. We're writing letters from everybody. Congress people are involved. I know Brendan Boyle's writing a letter. I know Senator Tartaglione and them are doing the Senate, and we're writing one from council. I just think that they should get feedback. We need the neighbors and see how they feel, the electorate, the people who are voting. They're voting for us to do the right thing, and we need to listen to them. That's who we work for. So I don't understand how they're trying to push this through.
Jim, we got to get these candidates for mayor on record. We've had them all here on my show in a showcase, and there's a couple of them that even unprompted were really, really against this. But Kensington in general now, again, the candidates for mayor are a critical thing here. Do you see any change since you've taken over in council?
Little changes.
Okay.
Mostly probably related to me being in city council and living in the neighborhood. Listen, the police are overwhelmed. They're shorthanded. They're short probably around 1,300 police officers. We're short 400 paramedics in the fire department, building inspectors. We're short in all the city agencies. We need to do some hiring.
Well, right, Jim. And you know what? We need to tell people it's noble to be a cop, to have to, put it on the line in Philadelphia, or firefighter. It's not just the money, but getting that back there, because too many forces are telling them that that's not the case.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is that we got thousands of good cops that just want to go in every day, do their job, and get home safely to their families. And we got a handful of disruptors, let's say. We need to just figure that out and get the disruptors out of there and let our police officers do what they're there for, protect and serve. That's what they want to do. It takes a very special person to get into this field. My father was a police officer. They care. They just want to help their community, their public service, just like me.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. I mean that the good that came out of this is getting you on, hearing you. Please keep us in the loop. We'd like to have you back as we continue on this.
I appreciate it. Yes, you let me know whenever you need me. I'm there.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Harrity.
Thank you.
Councilman at large. Dan, you sure? I didn't want to say it to him. You sure he's a Democrat?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I like the strategy of the interview there, because at the end there, it's you weren't asking him to come out directly against Krasner, but I feel like you were trying to take the temperature of, his stance.
I didn't want to get him the first time around. It's a little bit. He said enough good stuff.
But if that's his actual stance on public safety and he does want to, prop up cops and, hire more and all, then I'm happy to hear that. It gives me a little bit of hope for the future of city council.
All right, here's the thing that I don't like out of this. We were unaware, for listeners, Dan, early on, that it was two right out of the box. All right, K&A, somewhere near there. But South Philly, he said. You know what it is about South Philly? These activists, right, they crawl with this. They want to stick it to them in South Philly. Why is that? Because South Philly still has, we've gone through this before with the Columbus statue. I don't know what George Paquetta is doing. Maybe next week we'll see. He's probably aware of this now. They want to stick it to South Philly because there are still men and women in South Philly that resist this progressive nonsense, the whole cultural values of this. It's anathema to them. It's disgraceful. And they don't like it. That's my theory on it. The Gravy Seals are an example. They don't like those type of guys. All right, 855-839-1210. Great stuff from Jim there. Love to get your response to what's going on. And he said pretty clearly, two of them out of the box if they get their way. One in South Philly. It's inside a multi-purpose building there. And there's a daycare there. Yeah, let's put it in there. My goodness. Never ends. You cannot say we've beaten progressive termites. They keep coming back, gnawing at this stuff. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
That's right. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield brings it to us every day. Ceramic coating that's guaranteed for life. You reach John Gilgi at Rhino Shield. Save 20%. Visit myrhinoshield.com or 844-RHINO-99, 844-RHINO-99. What's the backstory today?
Been a lot of fun on Twitter today. The side question, Dom, we're asking, what's a food you swear people only pretend they like? Michael Pelka is getting raked over the coals for his take on, his horrible take on lobster.
I have
saying
to
that they're bottom feeders and cockroaches now.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And people are calling him arrogant for his take. So, Mike, I don't know, man.
He's going to be my partner. I can see it coming already in this foursome.
But
Mike,
Dom,
keep it up.
Today's song, the name of the song, is something that can be argued as an answer to the side question.
Okay.
I think they're also wrong. The people that think this, Maisie is one in the camp that would think this.
Okay.
But today, Dom, we're looking for the name of the song, which could be accepted as an answer to the side question. Here is today's clue.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
All right, we're playing for a $50 gift card to Timothy's Restaurant, locations in Westchester, Lionville, and Riverfront in Wilmington, Delaware. We might be going to the Riverfront on Saturday.
Ooh.
I think I've heard of this place. Oh, yes, we've been looking at this. Since they're sponsoring, might have to tip the balance. We're seeing the G League game, DJ again.
Ooh.
The Sixers G League, and it's a 6 o'clock start. Who does that on a Saturday?
87ers or 89ers?
I think it's more Patriots. I think it's the Redcoats now or something.
Bluecoats. Bluecoats.
Bluecoats.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God it wasn't a Redcoats. Good to go. All right, let's hear the clue again. All right, what is it that we're looking for?
We are looking for the name of the song, which could be indeed an answer to the side question, which is something that you swear people only pretend they like.
Get in, and you're going off to Timothy's, 855-839-1210.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Dom Money
Mazzola, mommy gone.
Show me the money.
All right, $50 gift card. Big prize again today. Timothy's. Let's hear the clue. We're looking for the name of the song. All right, let's go to Julia in Telford on Talk Radio 1210. Julia, what's the name of the song?
I'm pretty sure it's called Coconut, and that would go with your side question.
Ah, nice. Are you a fan of coconut? I'm a big fan. Dan's saying people don't like the taste of coconut. It's tremendous.
I like it.
There you go.
I'm a huge fan, too. Like, Maisie makes fun of my obsession with Mounds. Right. Do you like Mounds candy?
No, I don't eat
really?
Candy. I would just have to get straight-up coconut.
Like, what do you mean straight-up coconut, then?
Well, I could eat a coconut.
Like shaved coconut? There.
Yeah, shaved coconut.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Could you, like, eat a straight-up coconut with a spoon?
I don't think I've ever done it. Probably, though.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
You ever have one of those, like, cracked coconuts in the Caribbean that they, like, let you drink out of? Just the straight coconut water?
I don't remember that. No.
No?
No. But coconut water apparently is overrated.
I'm obsessed with coconut. I just got these little turtle things that are, you know, right? Dark chocolate and coconut, and I ate like half the bag last night. One of my favorite confectionaries, I gotta say.
Coconut is tremendous. I don't see how anybody could say that. All right, that is the side question today, though. And we've taken a number off the board. Hit us with one, and Michael Peck is under fire. The golfing thing, the lobster.
Yeah,
yes.
He's getting it pretty hard today.
All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you need to do is just push pound 1210. So we just heard from the city councilman who lives in Kensington, has had the addiction of alcohol and overcome that, and his thoughts on dealing with this. The second conference tomorrow, I was unaware. If you care about South Philly at all, I'm sure there will be a rally. There will be a lot of stuff that goes on with this. And to me, why Kensington and why South Philly? And the reason is they're sticking it to South Philly here, too. This is like an added play. Who is it? The media is not even reporting on this. I think they're acting like it's a fait accompli. This big meeting tomorrow, and you heard him say the elected officials were shut out of this. They let in a couple of neighborhood activists just to say they did that, but not elected officials. Dan, you heard him say they were even banging on the doors. Squilla and this guy that we just had, Jim Harrity and others, why would they not let them in? And this was beaten by Bill McSwain 3 years ago. They are crack houses, et cetera. And if you're out there in the suburbs, it's not just a Philadelphia thing. This is about what progressives end up doing. And sadly, it looks to me like they stand a good chance of winning on this. That's where we are. That's the thing. By the way, a suburban story, and I don't know why they mentioned it, unless there's something in the air there. We've talked about the Pennsbury School District several times. Their school board, one of the worst. Remember the guy? We always used to shutting down people. They lost a big lawsuit. Well, apparently, they're having all kinds of problems with kids fighting bathroom damage, stuff like this. You know, a kid wants to go to the bathroom, then they damage the bathroom. So the superintendent there at a March 16 school board meeting said he thought students had been struggling since the pandemic. There we go with the pandemic again. Dan, he rejected claims that the district's new diversity, equity, and inclusion policy is dividing students. Now, why would he be bringing that up and getting into that? Is there some sense there that this is a device? We know it's a divisive policy. So that's come up. And apparently, out there in Bucks County, it's a big issue how much back and forth fights, et cetera, are going on there. Just saying, Pennsbury, again, we know the school board. We know the stuff that's involved. A story that I meant to get to. I just teased it a little bit. When you hear Society Hill, arguably, I mean, I haven't looked at the real, you know, if I had to judge Society Hill, Chestnut Hill, well, Chestnut Hill has bigger homes, so it's probably more costly. But to live in Center City, Society Hill, it's called Society for a reason. They feel now under fire. They're spending $39,000 of their civic money to hire their own private security guard. The goal is not only to prevent violent crime, but to deter homelessness. Notice what's going on here. They don't like that the homeless in downtown Philadelphia, Society Hill. Now, it's one of the city's wealthiest neighborhoods, historic all over the place, wedged between Old City and South Street. But they're complaining, as I read in here, that the homeless have just set up camp there, and again, bringing all kinds of difficulties associated with that. Now, this is one of the other things that progressives allow. They just believe, well, what are you going to do? You just have to deal with it. People have a right, city council, the whole thing. And what these people are reporting, packages being stolen, aggressive panhandling, car windows being smashed. Nowhere in here, though, do they connect the dots to one Larry Krasner or the overall leadership of the city of Philadelphia. So if you're in Society Hill and you have to take up a collection and come up with $39,000 just for 3 months' work or so to a guy who's going to drive around, apparently, noticing all this stuff, but then he has to call the Philadelphia police. I wonder how that's going to work. All right, let me go to Mary Ellen here on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Hey, Mary Ellen, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So caviar is something that I think is
overrated. Yeah, we took caviar off the board, though. Do you have another one?
I don't, but I didn't tune in early.
And it's okay.
I didn't know you took it
off.
That's
okay. Thanks, Mary Ellen. Thank you very much.
I think it's a pretty open competition still. Have we taken any?
There were a couple. Well, mainly
we had some great callers,
yeah,
but they're on topic mostly.
Yeah, that's okay. 855-839-1210. We will get a winner. Easy side question today.
It's a great side question.
Yeah,
I mean,
food.
Twitter's hopping off on this.
Yeah,
thing.
Great ones. A food that you think is wildly overrated that people pretend that they like, but not really so much. That's what we're looking for. And if you have a comment, too, on the city council person we had on, that was good stuff. And South Philly, I mean, we knew Kensington was going to get burdened with this. Why? That's where they dump everything. Why are they dumping another one in South Philly? How about if we put it in Society Hill? How about if we put it in Rittenhouse Square? How about if we put it in Chestnut Hill? How about if we put it in front of Jim Kenney's house on that block? Let me think of some of the other. Where's Helen Gim live? Let's put it on her. I'm sure.
Rittenhouse Square yet?
Is what?
Did you say Rittenhouse Square yet?
Yeah, of
okay.
course.
Yeah, well, we need one there.
Yeah, put a tent outside in Rittenhouse Square. Nice weather coming. You can do it right there. It's very convenient. It's central. Much better than South
Philly.
You know
what? The one near Kensington, how about you just put it right there? Plop it on Fishtown, right on like Lehigh, where they're doing all those hoity-toity restaurants, you know, $50 a dish.
Yes.
You know, why not put it right there?
Right.
Yeah.
Put it right on that
Instead
block.
Instead of K&A, it's close by. They can walk there.
I'm sure the addicts will be great patrons of all these restaurants.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll pay $40 for a euro.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of those nice outdoor in Rittenhouse Square that people like to sit out in the sunny day, and right across the street, people can be shooting up, and then they can be taken out of it. You know, I think the same people in charge with this, Dan, would probably have the same mentality about the whales and the windmills. It's the same progressive thought here.
Yeah.
Maybe Donald Norcross would like to weigh in on this one, too. Sure, he'd be on the side of this and saying what a social good it is. And that other guy, just a question, isn't it? All right.
You know, I think our listeners have a lot of faith in your athletic ability, Dom. You are beating Nick Hale as it currently sits. At Dom Show 1210, we got a Twitter poll up. Who would you rather have as your partner on your team in a golf match? Bid on your chance for, well, I don't need to. Tomorrow, Radiothon, you got a chance to win the opportunity. 66.7% in favor of Dom Giordano.
Nice.
Over Nick Hale, our morning show host.
What's wrong with the other 33%? What the heck are they doing?
They're realists.
Okay, vote early, vote often.
I'm just kidding. I think Nick has done.
I'm not going to do any. Nick has been great at this. He's probably lying in the weeds. He's going to concoct a big bet tomorrow. We're going to be on Facebook tomorrow, or just on the radio.
We'll be on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. I'm bringing in my driver.
What are you wearing?
I'm going to bring in my driver, and I'll show you my driver.
Oh, you're going to do an actual swing.
If I have any plastic balls at home, I will actually hit them in the hub tomorrow.
Ooh.
I don't know if I do or if that's allowed. I could probably chip a real ball into a glass or something.
Maybe set up a little putt-putt?
Yeah. I will bring...
all aspects of the game?
I'm not bringing the whole bag in. All right. 855.
What are you wearing, though? It's a serious question.
Well, you have a shirt now, I'm told, tomorrow. We have
Okay. So you're not wearing a suit or anything like that?
No, because after this Goodfellas shot that's up on Twitter, I don't know that I should.
Because I have my one suit jacket. It's getting kind of ratty. I haven't brought it over to the dry cleaner yet, so
okay.
I didn't know if I needed to
I don't know if I was going to wear jeans with the shirt tomorrow, but I'm not sure. I'm going to have to bring several outfits.
Well, I don't want to give you an idea to wear a jacket, because that means I'll have to bring my jacket.
I'm going to bring everything. It's like Tina Turner or something. I'm going to have to change.
Yeah,
changing room. Set that up here. Yes, keep privacy. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. Hit us with everything that we've thrown the kitchen sink at. Look, these people mean business, these activists. And Archbishop Perez, come on. This is a teaching moment. This gets right into Christian Catholic doctrine. I would think all religions. You cannot dehumanize people by enabling them to use drugs and animal tranquilizers. Are they going to test for fentanyl before the person can shoot it up? Hey, Dan, what do they do if the addict says, well, I still want to shoot this up? Well, it's got fentanyl. I don't care. That's what I want to do. What happens then?
Is it BYOH?
There you go. Bring your own heroin.
It's good,
right.
Like, your question's legitimate, because if they're bringing their own heroin, how do they know it's not mixed with fentanyl? Are they testing every vial that comes in the door?
Right.
Or are they providing the hair? Are they becoming drug dealers and providing heroin themselves?
Well, the little bit I know, I would say all this has some degree of fentanyl attached to it, or animal tranquilizer. Drug dealers are not going to give you just something pure. They're going to cut it with something. These people are a menace. They are the face of progressivism. Who is it with power that's going to step up and challenge them? What religious figure? We're not going to go to Bill Devlin. We know he'd do it. Who else?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
That's right, like the lobster that Dan just doesn't seem to get. Michael Pecca will be here on the Dom Giordano program momentarily.
He's here right now.
America's best sub-host ever. He's carved that niche out. Hey, Mike, did you ever fill in for Rush?
No, I didn't. Beck and Buck Sexton and, of course, you. So I got some of the three of the biggest.
Thank you for that. Well, I am honored that, first of all, that you are going to be one of the top bidders tomorrow, and maybe you and I will have to team up to take down Nick Cale and that morning show team.
Dom, I think with one hand tied behind our backs,
we could take care of that.
Mike, so what's your handicap?
Right now, it fluctuates. I'm probably about a 12 to 14.
Ah, seems like you guys are all in a similar boat here.
Yeah, I think so. But your swing looks a little more consistent than the Kale swing to me, though. You know, so I'm not sure. I only saw his wedge swing. Have you seen him swing a golf club?
I've seen him. He plays at those simulators, which are video games. That's not golf. That's some sort of expensive arcade game that he's playing.
Okay. Now, Mike, you've been all over my Twitter, and I don't fully agree with you on Lobster, but I am.
Oh, don't play the fence here.
No,
come
wait
on.
A minute. No, I'm telling you, I don't think it's a bad taste at all, though, and you think it's way overrated.
I do. I think, well, especially for the price per pound. I'm a big beef guy. I like the yard bird, and I like the finny little fish that swim in the ocean. But those bottom feeding ocean cockroaches don't do it for me.
All right, Dan, there you go. You're putting your
I've always known Mike as a guy that has great taste. He loves the roast pork, the true Philadelphia sandwich, and like he brings donuts to the producers. But now he's really losing a lot of respect in my eyes for this lobster taste.
No, I think he's gaining in my eyes. So maybe Dan will not caddy then if Mike is part of this foursome, Dan, based upon your commentary.
I'm hoping that's the reality. But I will tell you, the choice between a lobster and Tommy Dinex, guess where I'm going every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Mike, thank you so much. Thanks for being part of the Radiothon, too, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Michael Pecca here on Talk Radio 1210. Let me go to Meg in Buckskin. Is this Megan Brock? Is this Megan Brock?
No, you always say that. No, it's not.
Oh, okay, because it's Bucks County, Meg. I'm sorry. There's not.
There
I don't know.
Weird position, Dom.
That's okay, but go ahead, Meg.
I'm sorry. But I always
wait a minute. Turn your radio. Turn your radio off, Meg.
Turn music down too.
Yeah, yeah. Your music. Go ahead, Meg. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom. So I love when you always comment about the Catholic Church, and I do have to ask. You said this is, you know, our Fisher's Prize's moment. He could say something. Dom, he ain't going to say anything. come on.
Yeah, I mean, but my point is this, though. This is not just about politics, I know, staying out. This is deeply, they're making the case as a moral matter. Chokes me to say that with Kenny and the left, but that's what they're saying here. And I think who's the biggest religious figure in the area? The Archbishop to say why this is immoral.
Do you remember when the peaceful protest in Philly was burning down and people were getting punched out in the basilica and the vandalism?
Yes.
Remember what he did? Yes. He held a press conference to say, oh, we have to do better. I'm like, what? Yeah. And then the mask thing, and when the Archdiocese seemingly just kind of cowered and caved to everybody else, and the school kids were masked forever and ever, despite most of the parents begging them not to do it and not speaking with us or meeting with us. I just don't have a lot of confidence.
All right. Well, I hear you, Meg. Thank you. We have a little bit of a bad connection. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm just looking for some religious figure. And again, we know Bill, you know, again, love what Bill Devlin does, of course. But what in the world is at stake here? Is the left doing what they do with the media? They're on the side of compassion. If it saves one, they act as if there's no cost to doing this. And again, I'm not talking about money. A society that goes down this path is gone over the precipice. You just can't. And not only that, it's magical thinking that this works. So why are they doing it? Because it's their ideology. And they'll keep on moving on this. The next thing would be, why not giving them the drugs so they don't overdose as many times? Doesn't that make sense? I don't know how we get past the fentanyl thing, too, though. That apparently came up before. Now they don't care. And it really bothers me. Look, I'm all thinking it's shameful. I think the Archbishop ought to be saying, too, you know what? You can't dump everything in Kensington. This is a moral abomination. But I'm most concerned about South Philly. And I think you're going to see people turn out in South Philly more than they did before. They're not going to stand for this. They're going to send a message. to the rest of this town run by these progressive fools, we're still South Philly. Maybe. Mike in the Northeast on our side question today. Mike, what's the food that people pretend they like?
Dom, I would say for me personally, it's hummus. It tastes like dirt.
Ooh, that's yes, a that's a great one. I've only... It tastes like nothing, you know?
I love hummus. Yeah. I get the consistency is disgusting. I can definitely see God. The negativity.
Hey, Dom. Yes. With the fentanyl, I thought these safe site injection places are supposed to test the street drugs, prior to use to detect fentanyl.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't recall anything like that, because then if they detect it, are they going to take it away? What are they going to do?
I would think they would, and I think the number of people that were saved up in New York in 2021 at a cost of $2 million, I think they saved 59 people that year from overdosing.
Okay.
But it cost over $2 million.
Well, I'd have to see exactly what they did. So let's say they did stop people from overdosing. Is there not another cost here, not just the $2 million? You know what I'm getting?
Oh, sure there is, yeah. It's the social program of the year.
Well, the other cost is we're now going to this level of degradation. We're enabling that.
Yes, without a doubt.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. What I would rather do, if we're going to have to go crazy here, mandatory, you get put into drug treatment. Oh, you can't be doing that. That's a civil liberties thing. What about the civil liberties, Dan, of people in South Philly? And the people in the point that Leanne made, people holding on in the city to their neighborhoods. What about that? Well, these progressives don't care about that. Many of them probably don't live in the city. They care about one thing, getting their way behind the scenes by hook or by crook. All right, the lightning round is next. We'll determine a winner.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Hit us with that food that you think is vastly overrated. People just pretending. Let me go to Bruce in the Northeast. All right, Bruce, what's your food?
Mr. Diogano.
Yeah.
I notice a dangerous precedent taking place on your station. Certain individuals are making disparaging remarks about our feline friends, and I can tell you right now, the masses are not going to take it. We're going to take to the streets. We're going to protest. Hell no, we won't go. The whole world's watching, and this war in Vietnam continues. I said, wait a minute. I got a little sidetracked.
That's a carryover.
I got to tell Bruce real quick. Earl,
I got sidetracked. Something else was on my mind. But we got to leave the cats alone.
Yeah, Bruce, Earl emailed us yesterday defending himself. He actually owns two cats, so he didn't want to take it that far as to, the hate cats kind of area. I kind of took it a little too far there. I apologize, Bruce.
I know. I'm just picking on him for the heck of it.
So, Bruce, what's the food?
The food is the peeps. Everybody calls about the peeps, and they're just mushy marshmallows. They're nothing to them.
I couldn't agree more. They're overrated. They only come out then, and they only they're putting limited numbers out this year or something. Boy, you guys attacking lobster. The peeps are just bad. Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's your food?
My one cat is a long hair and throws up all over the house. If I hated cats, I would not put up with cat vomit all over my carpet.
Freddie throws up a lot too, and it's a spectacle. But go ahead, Earl. What's your food?
Yes, I make a mean Caesar salad. I use a recipe that I found on a clove of garlic back in the 70s. And if when the restraining order that Rich Zioli put up against me expires in a couple months, I'll see about stopping off at the studio and getting you guys some of that salad. But one of the main ingredients is anchovies.
All right, I think they are vastly overrated.
I like anchovies, man. I think they're good.
Tom in South Jersey. Tom, what's your food?
Hi, Dom. My food is Limburger cheese.
Yes, I don't know, a lot of people say they like... Oh, did I hit somebody? Okay, Donna is our last hitter in Malvern. Donna, what's your food?
Well, my food is a vegan burger. I think they taste like cardboard. But also, I want to tell you, I really would love to go on the Italy cruise, and it's not two bridges, it's one bridge, the Bridge of Sigh. You must kiss her, and you must also buy her a piece of jewelry from the jewelers on the bridge.
Ah!
To make a happy wife.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Knowledge Row is listening, so I'll jot that one down. Usually I buy her stuff from the Stone Harbor Jewelry Store. It's a sure thing. But, Donna, we will do it in Venice. I hope that you're going to come.
I would love to. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. All right. How can I? That was a good call. I like the peeps, but Dan, tell me what you like.
Yeah, well, we got to give a $50 Captain Chuck gift card away for the side question. Because tomorrow is Radiothon, raising funds for a Travis Mannion Foundation. So, Dom, Monday.
What's... Well, wait a minute. The peeps.
Oh, okay. Wait. Yeah, we didn't pick Thursday. I like the peeps.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I think peeps sticks out.
Give us the five. Give us the five.
Yeah, Monday. What's something or somebody strongly associated with the 2000s? Jack and Gloucester said nothing happening in that first few minutes after Y2K. Tuesday, who's a great character in a crime show from the past 20 years? Jamie in Haddon Township called in with a Mount Rushmore answer of Omar Little. Wednesday, what seems harmless but is actually incredibly dangerous? Robert Mansell called in with Disney. And Thursday, you just heard it, Bruce in the Northeast goes into the hat with peeps. Going to throw him in there now. Dom, I got I'm hoping for somebody this week. Let's see if they win it. And I got a number two for Omar Little at Jamie and Haddon Township. I was hoping for Robert and Ben Salem or Bruce, some of our great callers. They deserve a bone thrown their way. But Jamie, also a great caller in Haddon Township with Omar Little, wins a $50 Captain Chucky's gift card for the week. Congratulations, Jamie.
I have
Jamie.
To say, these were great answers this week to the side questions, without a doubt. All right, tomorrow, don't forget, at 6 a.m., we start off with Radiothon. You'll be able to bid on all the stuff we've been talking about, including this big golf match. You have dinner with Rich Zioli. You have watch an NBA playoff game with Nick Kale. The Zioli Army T-shirts. And we're bringing back Krasnerland shirts. That's a big item. All right, you haven't been able to get them for a while. And we have Krasnerland this afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll give you more details on the safe injection site. Follow on Twitter, Facebook, facebook.com/1210. WPHT. All right, Richie Owe is next. See you in just an hour or so on Facebook, and then tomorrow might bring the golf clubs in. I think I got to do that.
Yes.
Richie Owe next. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.